Got it, Rex. Alex speaking. Okay. Not off the top of my head, no, but please continue. What was your name, man? Just bear with me for a sec. Just your contact number. Yep. 850. So 0427-035-850. Yeah, right. Yeah, what's her number there, man? Yep. 423. Emma, there we go. Cool. Okay. Yep. Yeah, I think the boys did a radiator on it for you, from what I can see. So there was no service in that one. That was just the radiator and hoses. Prior to that, there was one, which was a minor service, correct? Saying it needs a de-service soon as coolant stains on the underside of the manifold, coolant leaking out from behind the power steering pump and behind the AC pump. Coolant stains underneath due to coolant leaking from the top side of the engine. First rocker covers are leaking. Just a lot of leaks, 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 leaks. There's no mention here of the transmission issue. Obviously, that must have been when you just dropped. I think you just might have dropped it in for a quick diagnose, and the boys didn't invoice it out. I just checked it quickly. Yeah. Gotcha. So, in short, to be honest, with something like this, it's not an easy thing to diagnose if it's intermittent. We'll need to spend time on it. I think what the outcome was here was Tony was sort of suggesting the car's got quite a few things wrong with it. Now, I think the idea was have a quick look and just let you know there's nothing obvious. It says here, actually, I'm sorry, I lied. It's got here gear changes occasionally, not smooth, but that can be quite common on these too. Yeah, got ya, got ya. Yep. I think that's where I was sort of heading with this, looking at the depths of the issues with the outside of the engine and just resealing that, but then having to reseal it and consider that it's got nearly 300,000 Ks on it is a bit of a waste of time. And money, you would quick and easy. Yeah, no. If it's just a short-term fix like that, you're welcome to drive it past. I'm pretty sure Tony and the boys would have already gone and put their hands over just about anything that's a 5 minute check. So battery, terminals, earths, plugs, anything that was obvious. So I just don't see them missing checking those things, which would have covered the easy items. I reckon it's probably more correct. Yeah, that's right. So then you're pouring in $150 an hour for us to potentially work out that there's something expensive wrong, and then there's a huge amount of repairs on the car anyway, that to bring it up to a standard at those Ks. So I think the consensus there was, if it can drive for as long as it can, let it drive, but then maybe don't invest too much more money into the car. Yep. Yeah. Gotcha. Yeah. Just you can. I don't think I can't think of anything off the top of my head that would be detrimental, which would, break something and leave the car stranded. It'd be more a case of now all of a sudden it doesn't want to change gears anymore by itself, or it just won't drive. Like, it literally, you put it into drive or reverse and there won't be a gear there anymore. Like I said, you're welcome to book it in. I'm happy to book it in for you guys and spend more time diagnosing it. I just don't know what we're going to find. That's the only thing, and you might pour in anywhere between 0 and $1,000, and we may still not have a solid answer. Exactly. It's not even the age, it's just looking at the repairs that it needs to get it on up to a standard. And those repairs would be crazy to do on a motor that's 300,000 Ks old. I'd say to you, you're better off just pouring those repair dollars into a fresh motor and going, well, you know what? I'm going to drive this for another 5 years then. But if that's not on the cards and you'd rather jump ship for another car, which I don't think is a bad idea, I'd say keep the money in your pocket, man. Try and drive it as far as you can. If you want, yourself or Emma can roll up in the driveway and I can just put my hand over some of the quick 5 minute things and just say to you, look, there's nothing dead set obvious. It'd be deeper than this. So, yeah, that's cool. Yeah, it's just, all it's doing is it's throwing codes. That's what it is. So you just want, I can clear those codes for you again. That takes 2 seconds. But what it'll be is that it's having a diagnostic fault. Basically, something's gone haywire there, and it could be as simple as a broken pin in the engine or transmission harness. But trying to find that guy, it's not a 2 minute job. So it's just. It's how much money are we willing to risk on investing for diagnostics to potentially have not a great outcome, Talking to a brand newie, next demo or something. Yeah, I don't have any info on them just yet, just because we don't see them come through. I mean, every car in 2022 you would hope would be pretty well spec these days in terms of quality, but hybrid and EV isn't one of Subaru's strong suits. So I wouldn't have any feedback at the moment on what that would be long term wise. So you would want to try, yeah. My suggestion is, if you're looking into something like that, would be to get something that has a good warranty on it from the manufacturer, not a third party warranty. Well, you should still have proper warranty even on a recently new. If you buy it from a dealer, the manufacturer's warranty should still stand, provided the car's meeting the service conditions. Okay, so even if you bought one that's 6 months old, all it is that it's been run for 6 months, so you've lost essentially from whenever it was registered, you've lost that period of warranty. So you would always, my suggestion would be to clarify what warranty is left on the car from the day you buy it. I think like geez, like your statutory is months, like 6 months, but your manufacturers these days generally about five years, and I think 150,000 Ks or something like that. I'm not too sure on the hybrid, to be honest. Easy man, no problem. If you need to drop by, drop by. You're welcome. Bye bye.